So scripture reading is 1 John chapter 3, verse 4 to 8.
그가 우리 죄를 없이 하려고 나타내신 바 된 것을 너희가 아나니
You know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has seen him or knows him. Little children, make sure no one deceives you. The one who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous.
죄를 짓는 자는 마귀에게 속하나니 마귀는 처음부터 범죄함이니라. 하나님의 아들이 나타나신 것은 마귀의 일을 멸하려 하심이니라. 아멘.
아멘.
이번에 그 산에 한 달 전 올라갈 때요.
Before I went to mountain to pray, well, I received God's revelation right after that. And then he said, your current level of the strength is 0%. So some of you saw that, you know, I wasn't able to walk properly. You know, even though, I couldn't find the way to the platform of the altar. So the Edward Lee, you know, hold me to walk up. No, that happened so because I lost my strength. And the Father God said that you got nothing, nada, zero of strength. But, you know, normal people die, but you can survive because the aurora light is surrounding and protecting you. That's what Father God said. Even if you eat well, even if you rest well, you cannot recover this strength. You know, even though you do long day fasting, once you start to eat, then you recover your strength, right? But you lost your strength from your heart for the last 29 years, from the burdens and refinements, and that you drained your strength. But you didn't take a rest to recover the strength until now, for the last 29 years. That's why that you got nothing, 0% of strength. So even if you eat well, you cannot recover. So I have to blow in the strength into your body to completely recover. So I stayed in the mountain for about a month, but I waited for 1 week and 2 weeks, but I didn't see any change. You know, after 2 weeks later, you know, on the third week, you know, I couldn't feel any strength in my body. On the fourth week, I felt just a little bit of strength, but it was not enough. But from the moment I came down, I'm recovering my strength. I think it has reached 10% or more than that, but I can sense that I am recovering the strength. So I can see that, you know, my body is getting stronger and stronger. And after the morning service, Elder Boaz Lee said, Senior Pastor, your voice has changed. And it is getting clearer and stronger. So I realized that Father God is changing my vocal cord. Actually, I made a promise, right? I said that I will show you how my voice will change. That's what I told you before I went to mountain, right? And then even though I recovered just a little bit of strength, I have good in the voice. So once I recover 100%, and you will hear totally different voice. You know, my voice is quite different. I think you can sense it. It's clearer. It's clearer. It's stronger, right? If you read the Bible, then the Father God's voice was clear and resounding. And then I think, you know, since Father God has answered to my prayer whenever I prayed, and I believe He will give me answer this time as well. my voice will be clearer and healthier and stronger. Faith is great. Among our praise singers, her voice is getting worse and worse. So, senior pastor, please, you know, I have to use my vocal cord longer, and then please pray for my vocal cord. So I said, do not say you hurt your vocal cord. Do not think that you will get better when you take a rest. It is the confession of the fleshly people. What spiritual people think is that fleshly people think, you know, they have to take a rest to recover their vocal cord. But the faith, which can be shown by the spiritual people, is that even if I use my vocal cord more, Father God will recover my vocal cord. Have faith in it, and she believed it, and she said yes and amen. And then I could sense that, you know, she told me that her voice has changed. It is stronger. And she said, just as you said, I didn't worry about my vocal cord. I just used it by faith, and it was better, and it was more beautiful. This is faith. So you don't need to worry a thing. If you truly believe, just depend on God. And since you work for Father God's kingdom, Father God will not make it worse. It will be actually better. So please have that faith, all right? Dear brothers and sisters in Christ and members of 9,000 branch churches in the United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, the Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Samoa, Fiji, Australia, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Finland, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and local sanctuaries in Korea. And the members were attending this service through the satellites and the internet. And GCN TV viewers and Manmin TV viewers. This is the 24th session on the first letter of John lecture series. The following verse 5 says, you know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. So, to take away our sin, to redeem us from our sins, our Lord came down 2,000 years ago and took the cross. So, in him, there is no sin. It means our Lord had no sin. He has no sin. It means he had neither original sin nor self-committing sin. So, in order not to have original sin, he was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the heart of Father God. So, he cannot have the sin. Since he was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, our Lord didn't have any original sin. So our Lord, he couldn't have physical father. He has only our spiritual father, God the Father. Now, can he have a mother? No, he can't. Why? Because he was conceived by the Holy Spirit. So, Joseph and the Virgin Mary, he was not conceived after they two made love each other. Okay? They didn't mate. Okay? Our Lord didn't receive anything from the man's blood and woman's blood. He was purely conceived by the Holy Spirit. So, Joseph tried to quit silently. And then once he knew what happened to Virgin Mary, he didn't touch Virgin Mary. So, since our Lord was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, Virgin Mary just, gave her body so that our Lord could be born. So, just because, our Lord used her womb to be born, our Lord could not call the Virgin Mary mother. Okay? Father God made our Lord conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. So, our Lord could not have physical mother and father. You understand? So, our Lord was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and our Father God is the only Father. So in Him, there is no sin. So He had neither an original sin nor self-committing sin, because He has never committed sin. He only lived by the Word of God. So He had no self-committing sin. Jesus came to this earth in a human body to forgive us of our sins. For somebody to forgive other people's sin, that person must have no sin. Then, he can take away other sin. For example, suppose a person went bankrupt and he was put in jail. For you to pay for his debt, you must have no debt yourself. If you have debts and are about to go to jail, you have no ability to pay back the debt of other people. You don't have any power, any strength to pay back. In the same way, to pay for the price of other people's sin, one must not have any sin himself. But all descendants of Adam, since his fall, are all sinners. So, just as the Bible says, there is no other name given under heaven that is given to save. Only our Lord, except our Lord. So our Lord is the only person who is qualified to become the Savior. And for that He took the cross, He died on the cross, and redeemed us from our Saviors, and He became our Savior. But they are born with the original sin, and they committed so many sins in their lives. So all the descendants of Adam did. They cannot redeem other people from their sins, not to mention their own sins. All were destined to receive the punishment of hell. God knew this was going to happen, so He made a plan of salvation before the beginning. He prepared Jesus Christ before the ages. So every man inherited original sin from their father. And they were about to go to hell. But that was not the reason Father God started human cultivation and created human beings. So that's why Father God had prepared the plan. This month, Father God said this. Think about this. For the last 29 years, look back on yourself. Now, when did you undergo trials and refinements? Okay? Whenever you come across with such incident, I prepared a way to get over, and I prepared people who could help you all the time. And they helped you. So I looked back, and it was true. Wherever I went to, when I went to States, when I went to Germany, when I went to Pakistan, when I went to India, there were people who would help me. They were like, either big politicians or the people who, practice or enjoy, impact or effect on other people. Even though I didn't know them, they were rather thankful to me. Now, what about this country? So He prepared Jesus Christ before the ages. So Father God prepared the way so that we can receive salvation through Jesus Christ. So nobody can make an excuse that, you know, I came to hell, you know, because I didn't know about Jesus Christ. Well, before the gospel was preached, you know, people died without knowing God. If they were to go to hell, then what would they say? No, they would complain. But Father God didn't make the way. That's why Father God sent our Lord as Christ. Okay? And the gospel was preached in this country. But people before then, you know, was able to be saved through the judgment of conscience. There were many people who lived in goodness before the gospel was preached in this country. So Father God prepared the way for them to be saved. Now, think of the history of this country before the Christianity was introduced. What about, you know, everybody could accept, you know, gospel, you know, if you are of goodness. Now, what about 1960s and 1970s? You know, this country was not full of sin. You know, men didn't have, you know, adulterous mind, a lust in their mind. Okay? I mean, if they had that kind of, you know, I mean, if a man and a woman, you know, lived together before they got married, you know, they were expelled from the village. That's what happened in this country 20 or 30 years ago. So, think of those days, you know, the gospel was preached in this country, okay? That they were able to be saved by the judgment of conscience. But after the TV sets was, you know, populated and, you know, they got popular and people watched TV and the sin became rampant in this country. Some, you know, if you watch TV, you know, ladies got, you know, half naked, semi-nude on TV. And then the people can watch, and, you know, pornography and other stuff on internet and on TV. And then some, you know, young people indulged into it. And then they don't forget what they saw. They always think, and then they actually commit sin eventually later on. And sometimes they commit sin. And that's why, you know, men and women got together and then they kissed each other and then they touched each other and they slept together. So, before the gospel was preached in this country, those people of goodness didn't commit sin. So, in order for them to be saved, Father God prepared a way, like a judgment of conscience. Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit in the body of a virgin, so he is not a descendant of Adam. Thus, he does not have original sin. He kept all the law strictly since his birth, so he didn't commit any sins. Jesus was sinless and the Holy Son of God, but still the enemy devil and Satan instigated all evil people to crucify him. According to the law of the spiritual realm, the wages of sin is death, as written in the chapter 10 of Romans. Okay? So, people can die only after they commit sin. But our Lord had no original sin, no self-committed sin, but he was sentenced to death and he was crucified on the cross. So, the enemy devil and Satan violated the spiritual law. But the enemy devil and Satan violated this law of the spiritual realm by killing Jesus. As a result, those souls who are united with Jesus Christ through faith in him are set free from the authority of death. By faith, they become one with the Lord. Our Lord is the bride and they are bride. I mean, our Lord is the bridegroom and they are brides. And once they become united with the Lord by faith, they can be saved. But just knowing the way of salvation as knowledge or just professing with lips does not mean that they are united with the Lord. So, people have this knowledge. Okay, our Lord was crucified on the cross, and if we know this and confess that we believe in Jesus Christ, then I can be saved. You know, people learn, people sow, and they say they believe. Now, does that mean they are united with the Lord? Okay? They are just confessing of their knowledge. Okay? They do not believe in their heart. Okay? And they are not confessing from their heart. So it does not mean that they are united with the Lord. If they truly believe in the Lord and are saved, they must show the evidence. Okay? They have to show the evidence by their deeds. You know, until now, I show you the evidence with my deeds. That's why you trust me and follow me. Even though I hurt my vocal cord, and many people say, you know, you will have a serious trouble with your vocal cord, and you may not be able to use your vocal cord at all. But I didn't worry about it at all. Just 1%, even by 1%. I didn't worry a thing. You know, Father God revives even the dead. Okay? He, you know, makes the even, you know, I mean, why do I worry about a thing? People who are at the third and the last stage of cancer got healed. But, you know, before they got healed, you know, they worry about it and they want to go to hospital, and then their status got even more serious. But if they show just a little bit of faith, then they could be healed. But they didn't show their faith. So, even though they lived as Christian for years, that, you know, their faith was long. I mean, wrong. So if you believe, you have to show your evidence. I mean, if you can show your evidence, then you will be so good, right? But the problem is you can't. My wife, you know, her toenail was flipped up, and I forgot to tell her to see. Well, I wanted to see that. Even though the toenail is flipped out, you know, it hurts so much, right? But by faith, you know, she was healed. I'm not sure. You're fine, right? No, so you don't have any problem walking, right? And then she was running, you know, during the Holy Spirit Fullness prayer meeting. But if you believe, you have to show your evidence. And the Father God wants to see the evidence. Then you show the evidence that you believe. You said, then you believe. Then, in case of my wife, you know, she didn't commit any sin. She's just a short, she's just missing a couple of things to enter the fifth level of faith. She has things to change. She has the things to correct. Now she has to be perfect to enter the fifth level of faith. And without correcting it, you know, people cannot enter the fifth level of faith. Okay? I mean, how can, you know, people can become a proper and a true children of God the Father without making all things perfect? So Father God is making, I mean, you can see, you know, what kind of personality and characteristics our Lord had. You know, nobody, I mean, our Lord was not heard even though he was walking on the street. He was so gentle. I mean, so in order to come into Holy Spirit, you know, you have to change many things. And it cannot be done by teaching. So, you know, Father God, you know, my wife had her toenail got flipped out, so then, you know, she could, you know, correct, and she could, you know, correct her way of doing, you know. And the Father God worked so that, you know, I hurt the finger. And my bones got ruptured, and it made, you know, our members got have faith, right? So to come into Holy Spirit, if you have just some little deficiency of the body, then you have to correct it. We have some people like that who cannot come into Holy Spirit yet because of those things. Then Father God Himself will refine them because they don't commit any sin. So they don't have any reason to get sick. So with this kind of incident, you know, Father God will refine them so that they will become a vessel the way Father God wants them to be. So that, you know, they will come into Holy Spirit. So those who are close to the Holy Spirit, you have no idea when you will come across with the refinement that Father God has prepared for you. Okay? If you pass it, you will come into Holy Spirit. Well, we have quite many who have entered the Holy Spirit. And so many people are coming into the level of Spirit. I mentioned the people of those names of people who entered the Spirit. Okay? And there are other. Well, I couldn't mention them all. And other than those, after the group leader seminar, so many people keep coming into the level of Spirit. Those who are far from the level of Spirit, they are coming into stand on the rock of faith. And after that, once they stand on the rock of faith, they will come into the Spirit. Okay? Now, those who already entered the level of Spirit, they are running toward the level of Holy Spirit. So those who come into the level of Spirit easily, I'll try to stand them on the altar to deliver a testimony, to testify, you know, how they enter the Spirit. I heard that in the 6 United missions, somebody testified, and so many people were touched. You know, the person testified how, you know, fun it was to live as a Christian, to come into Spirit. It was not, the path was not narrow. It was actually wide. It was full of joy and happiness. Well, if you have lived your life like that, you know, it is a blessing. That's why the Bible says to, you know, tell you to rejoice and pray all the time and give thanks in all situations. Okay? If you live your Christian life like that, then you will be so fun. But how many people are you there who live your Christian life like this? Well, I have lived like that even when I was a novice believer. I prayed without ceasing. I rejoiced all the time. I gave thanks all the time. Why? Because it was the Word of God. And I know, you know, why I have to give thanks all the time. Why I have to pray without ceasing. I know why I have to rejoice all the time. So I did. So, if they truly believe that Jesus died because of their sins, they must stop sinning. So if you know this fact, and our Lord died and He became the Savior, and if you believe He is the Savior, then you should not commit sin. Because our Lord died on the cross to redeem us from our sins. He took all the mockery, and He was pierced on His waist, and then, you know, He gushed out all His blood and water, and, you know, He took all the kind of burdens, and in our bridegroom took the kind of, you know, torturing and the mockery. But if you know, and you say you believe and you commit sin, then your faith is nothing. You just have knowledge. You don't truly believe. Just as the Bible says, if you truly believe, you cannot commit sin. You will never commit sin. Just as written in the 1 John, you will never commit sin. So, if you commit sin, your confession is not true. If you truly believe, you will never commit sin. You say you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and, you know, the Bible tells you to love even your enemies and turn your left cheek to the one who hit you on the left cheek. Well, that's what our Lord said. Now, then if you have such teachings in your heart, then how can you have hot temper? How can you burst into hot temper and anger? And how can you hate others? And, you know, how can you get angry if someone, you know, points you? And how can you have ill feelings in your heart when someone talk, you know, when someone speak ill of you? I mean, how can you do that? Well, ask yourself. Now, do you think Father God will consider your faith as the faith? Can Father God call you His child? Okay? You're the leader and your member doesn't listen to you, and you say, well, I don't want to have that kind of person as my member. Well, if you are such a leader, then the members will leave you. Well, all the members should look lovely to you. This kind of member and that kind of member, if they don't like you, if you cannot find any good things from the person, they should look lovely to you. And then you should be able to care for them, and you should give love for them, just as our Lord did. So if they believe that Jesus died because of their sins, they must stop sinning. Let me give you a parable. There is a little son raised by a single mother. This son hung around with bad friends and began to steal snacks and toys. Finally, he got caught in the act, red-handed. A shop owner had bad temper and he began to beat this child, saying he was responsible for all the missing items in the shop. The mother heard this news and ran to the shop owner. She begged him, but he couldn't stop. He wouldn't stop, so she took the beast instead, holding her son in her arms. The shop owner threatened to take her son to the police. The mother was finally able to take her son home after she promised she would pay for anything that was missing. She was bruised all over her body, but she brought her son home without saying a word. The child was waiting for the scolding or punishment of his mother, but she just cooked him a warm dinner without saying anything. That night, the boy pretended to be sleeping, but he heard his mother's suppressed weeping. Dear brothers and sisters, if this child loves his mother, he would never steal again. His mother always worked hard to raise him, and he saw her being cursed and beaten and begging somebody on her knees on his behalf. He heard her weeping all night because of him. So now, how could he ever do such a thing again? Could he say to her, if he loves her mother even the least, how could he steal again? I'm so sorry that I put you through all that. Thank you, and I love you, Mom. And turn back, and she would steal again. Even after going through all that, if this son keeps on stealing and put her in shame, this mother would have no hope to leave. Even immature children wouldn't do that. There are some grown-up adults who should know the duties of men but keep on committing sins. They shed tears and pray with thanks. They said, Jesus shed his water and blood and died on the cross because of my sins. But they go back to the world again and they just live in sins as they did before. It means they don't have faith. If they do have faith, they have to depart from sin. At least they must stop sinning in action, the works of the flesh. Otherwise, where can we find the evidence that they love the Lord who died carrying their sin for them? It is rather disgracing the cross of the Lord than evidencing love. Of course, those in the first or second level of faith who don't know the truth and have weak faith will still have works of the flesh. Even though they struggle to cast them away, they might commit the same sin. They haven't cast away all sins yet, but they certainly know that they have to cast them away and that they are still in the process of casting them away. So, God acknowledges their faith. But, if you still remain in the first or the second level of faith, even after a long time, we cannot say you have faith. If you have gone into the third level of faith after having experienced the grace of God and then willfully commit sin following your lust, you cannot receive salvation. The following verse 6 says, too. It says, no one who abides in him sins. So, if you abide in the Lord, you cannot commit sin. So, no one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has seen him or knows him. So, they commit sin and they say they love the Lord and it is all lies. They are liars. They say they love the Lord and they believe in God. Then they cannot commit sin. So, no one who sins has seen him or knows him. If they say they know God, it is a lie. If they truly know, they cannot commit sin because they know they will go to hell. Since they don't believe, they commit sin. No. Even after seeing such miracles and signs of God, how can you say you don't believe in God? Students in the second floor, I'm not talking about your past, not now. No. If you look at the aurora light, such beautiful light, it looks like, you know, as if you saw beautiful lights in heaven. Like they turn into fish and dolphins and birds and sometimes, you know, woodpeckers. You know, after Dr. Esther Chung delivered the message about woodpecker, you know, you saw the woodpecker in beautiful colors and beautiful lights. Now, after you seen this, how can you deny? You can take these pictures with your cell phones. So no one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has seen him or knows him. So if you, the people who abide in him, they cannot commit sin. Okay? If you say you believe in the Lord and dwell in his grace, but commit sins, then it means you are lying. That's what the Bible says. You are liars. So read the Revelation. Liars will not receive salvation, but they will go to hell. Matthew 7, verses 21 to 24 says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. The Bible clearly mentions it, both in Old and New Testaments. It is well written. But why people do not teach these words? They don't teach these words. You know, they deliver a message saying that, you know, they talk about politics, the politicians, and economic stories, and news, and mass media, and they finish their message. What is their conclusion? Please give tithe. That's it. What about the Crystal Church in the States? I went there with the leading members of the church because I was the honorary president of the some event in LA. So I went to Crystal Church. No, the pastor was delivering 20-minute long message. And then a singer was, you know, invited, and then he had the conversation. I didn't know who he was, who the singer was. And then, you know, he mentioned about, you know, politicians, and the main topic was, you know, financial status of the church. They were talking about the air conditioning problem, and then please, you know, give offerings a lot, you know, to, you know, purchase it. So 20 minutes went by. So in the Crystal Church is well known to the world, right? It is a rich church, and then the sanctuary is so beautiful. And then I checked how much people were giving. And I saw I don't see anybody who's giving more than a dollar bill. So even though it is a big church, they were asking the members for offerings. Now, how could they operate and manage their in a church ministry? Well, it is, I mean, it cannot be imagined in this church, right? I think even elementary school students give more than a dollar. And Elder Vin and I were shocked. Wow. So what happened eventually? That church was sold. It went to bankruptcy and it was sold. And I saw some improper things when I went there. Inside the sanctuary, there were cemeteries. There were graves. In the holy temple, you find graves of people? I realized that this is the church which do not live by the word of God. And it just went like that. Dear brothers and sisters, you should live by the word of God. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So those who practice lawlessness, which is sin, who commit sin, depart from me. I don't know you. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. Even though you say you believe in the Lord and perform many duties in the church, you still have nothing to do with the Lord if you dwell in sins and practice lawlessness. Okay? If you don't receive blessing, even if you're a member of this church, look back on yourself and how many lawlessness you have practiced, even though it is a trivial thing. Even over a trivial thing, you got angry, you got hot temper. So, look back on yourself. You know, how many lawlessness you have practiced. You gossiped behind people. Say someone speak ill of you on your back. Now, how would you think? You should resemble the Lord, but you are far from Him. Then you say you are the leader because you've been in this church for many years. You may become an elder. You may become a leader of this church. If the Lord says, I don't know you at the judgment, what a miserable thing it would be. And regretting it there at that time will be completely meaningless. I hope you will keep in your heart the grace of the Lord who suffered for us and always walk in the light. Well, our Lord gives blessing according to the extent I pray. And the Father God gives more than what I sow, 30, 60, 100 times more. If you are qualified, then Father God will just give you just double. He will give. But let's say, I'm living a poor life. Well, look back on your life. What kind of Christian life you managed? You fall asleep during your worship service? If you fall asleep during the service, it means you spitting on the face of our Lord. Now, please, Senior Pastor, please pray for my children. They don't live right. Well, the parents sleep during the worship service. Now, how can they ask me to pray for their children? They have to change first. Okay? Once they change and then pray, then you will reach the Father God's throne. Well, I see those cases many times. So, if you have wall of sin, you don't receive answer. Otherwise, you will surely receive answer and blessing. In doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you may stand at the judgment throne of God, not with fear and trembling, but with joy and confidence. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father God. Thank you for your love and grace. Let this message become faith and life in us. And let us understand what it is to believe and what kind of confession of faith it should be. It should not become a confession of our knowledge. It should be the confession of from our heart. It should be the confession of the faith in our heart. Father God, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Our members look so gracious. I shook hands with the members, and then my car passed by him, and then I heard some high tone. I looked back, and he was angry at their children. He was angry at his children. I have no idea what the reason was, but you know, he was angry. I could hear the noise. So, I mean, he looks so gracious, but as I just passed by, he was angry at his children. Well, I felt sorry for him. Well, I mean, what did he learn from the group leader seminar? He is far from this rock of faith. Well, it is so easy to live as a Christian, but why do you manage it with difficulties? Well, so it is difficult to give someone else to deliver a message. I'm not sure whether we have in a devotion service left, but if there is none, then I will let you listen to their testimonies. So you want to listen to them, right? Well, do you want me to reveal their names? Sister Song Ji-hyung, she already entered the spirit. And then she testified, you know, how she entered the spirit. In a college mission, and then she touched many students. After the campfire, the college mission members, you know, got together and they shared grace. And then until 4 o'clock in the morning, she shared her testimony, and it was so full of grace. Many people were touched, and they asked me to put her on the altar. So I said, well, it would be beautiful. You know, many people want to receive grace. And then they can learn from her. People can learn from her. You know, how could she enter the spirit? You know, they compete each other and their family to enter the whole spirit. They are competing each other and their family. So I want to listen to her too, how she managed her Christian life. Now soon, her brother also testified. I think she did it during a Tuesday praise and worship service. And his testimony was so full of grace. So people asked me to put him on the altar too. So the brother and sister. So please prepare for it. I want to receive grace. And I want to see how they could enter the spirit. Especially her brother was not a person who could become a good Christian. He grew up in an environment he could not become a proper Christian because he was good at fighting. And there were many things then, you know. I mean, when he appeared, students disappeared. Please pass by. People disappeared. No, I'm just wondering how he behaved to be like that. Such a brother changed instantly, and he loves God only. Now you want to listen to him, right? And I am curious too. I'm curious about so many things about him. And how could she become the number one of many schools? Zhang, the term, means number one. And how could he become the leader of many schools? So I wanna listen to him. So that in after listening to the testimonies, it will help you a lot to come into spirit. I'm so thankful, their mother and father, they gave their son and daughter to God the Father. She was the... there was another sister. She went to Ewha University. She is good at speaking. She is good at Japanese and English. But she wanted to learn more about English. She went to the States. She majored in secretary in order to become a secretary in my church. And his son also become a disciple, I mean the servant. So I checked with his parents, and then his mother and father agreed with joy. And we have another family like that. So such a family who can give me pleasure become more and more. And then I met another family. They said, I gave my son to God the Father as a servant. He is a college student. Now, but he gave up and he will join the seminary college. Well, just a year left to graduate, but he gives up to join the seminary college. So, and his parents loved it. And I said, would you not regret? And he said, I will never. Such young, good, young people are appearing. Now, I feel happy. As Father God said, Father God said, don't worry now. Okay? There are no more things which will drain the strength from your body. You will see those things accomplished as you harbor them. As you go down, you will hear many good news from your members. Now, as I came down, I hear only good news. I don't hear any bad news. So thank you. I'll start to pray for the sick. Father God, please lay your hands on these people. From head to toe in every intestines and organs and nerve system, burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Make them be in good health both in spirit and body. Father, please work transcending space and time for those who receive this prayer on screen, through satellites on the internet, GCN TV viewers and Manmin TV viewers, and all the branch church members in 9,000 branch churches, and Pastor Gyeongtae Chung of Japan, he is going to lead the handkerchief prayer meeting. Please bless him. Bless Sanghye Kim of India to lead the pastor seminar and the handkerchief prayer meeting well. From August 20th and 20th, and the city of Lurkey. Bless Edmund Comber from United Kingdom to be healed of breathing problem and rolling ears and ear problems. Bless Mauricio Lara from Ecuador to be healed of liver problem. Bless Toussaint Mbakata to be healed of AIDS and all the after effects. Bless Joshua from Congo to be healed of low high blood pressure, and to get to get a job in UN, to become a part-time, to convert his, to become a permanent, to get permanent job from UN. Bless Natasha of Germany to be healed of leg diseases. Be healed. May the light come. Bless Guo Ying Lin of Singapore so that evil spirits leave her and become stable. Bless a church in China to have good summer retreat with good weather. Bless a church in China to bring revival. Bless a church to be free from interfering forces. Bless Chu Ying to be healed of, to depart from all kind of pains. Bless Wang Lin Wing to be healed of tuberculosis. Bless Sun Bao to be healed of walking problem. Bless Li Meng Li to be healed of heart disease. Bless Zhang Xin to be healed of lung cancer. Bless Liu Weizhen to be healed of depression and his mother's diabetes, and to his brother's crossed eye.
Father,
low blood pressure go away, depression go away, and let a baby be protected and deliver a baby well. And breast cancer go away, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. And all the mental diseases go away. Chen Wei Chen, all kind of stomach diseases go away and tumor go away from him. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Chu Shun Pen. Wei Han. Bless him to be free from computer addiction. Li Huang, please bless him to be free from a gambling addiction and let him be united with the Lord. And bless Lin Guiren to be from the disturbing spirits. Bless Wang Chen to come to Korea well. Bless Shua Jin Wang to learn Korean well. Bless Yang Sheng Chin, Zhang Min, Zhang Lian, Zhang Wei Liang, so that their mother-in-law quit idol worshiping. May the light come. Bless Hao Xing Jing Shu Jing, Shui Shu Po Chin, to stop worshiping idols, to be forgiven of their past sins, and let the evil spirits go away. Bless Chen Xiaorang, Yang Chi Sheng, Xue Peng Qin, Che Run Peng, Li Shu Peng, Ya Ping, to come into spirit and to receive blessing on their company and family. Father, bless North Korean refugees to have good summer retreat this week. Please work for them with your power and let them be healed by your power. Father, please, from head to toes and every intestines and organs and nerve system, burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Bless them to be in good health, both in spirit and body. Darkness go away, may the light come. Father, thank you. Please protect them for this week and give them grace. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.